Senator Cole says federal funds diverted from local police to fight terrorism contributed to a 36% increase in violent assaults in Milwaukee in the first half of this year. But the dean of the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare, Stan Stojkovic, says funding for police is only a small part of controlling the rise in violence.
What we know from research is that the size of the police force has very little to do with crime rates.
Stojkovic says unless the city targets high-crime areas with specific anti-crime initiatives and then evaluates their effectiveness, boosting the police force will have little impact.
That is what is known as, in the literature, the mayonnaise theory of policing. You know, just spread more cops like mayonnaise on a sandwich, and then that'll do something. That'll do nothing. The only thing it'll do is waste money. And so we have to be able to be more precise in how we make decisions about where cops go and what they actually do.
Stojkovic also says both federal and local anti-crime efforts have to do a better job of tackling the deeper causes of crime, such as lack of jobs, poor schools, and the violence within poor families that often leads to violent crimes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.